The Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, brought to you by Paddy Power Fantasy and our very first daily fantasy special of the season. Each and every Saturday morning, we'll be getting you up to speed for the weekend alongside me, as he will be all season long, our fantasy OG, Mr. Ollie Gill. How are you?
That is one of the great titles. I'll be using it on my business card, if you don't mind.
It is my gift to you,
Thank you very much.
The season off on the right foot. Looking very sharp for a fantasy sharp as well,
mate. Yes, I should say, you will notice that the outfits will decline very quickly as the season goes on. Nice. But I thought for the first one, it's a bit like a ceremony, a bit like a wedding, some would say. So I thought, dress up, look sharp, and then
aim high.
Lower expectations.
So by week seven, Hawaiian shirts get wheeled out.
100%.
Good stuff. Let's get a few things out of the way. The Saturday show is all about daily fantasy, as opposed to regular fantasy.
Yeah, totally different, really. We've got the same scoring system as ESPN. But the difference is that every week you can start again. You get a clean slate completely. So it's ideal for those sort of risky decisions that don't tend to work out. Next week, start again. Start fresh.
Love that. Because when I pick a team at the start of the season, such high hopes. And then I just hurl into mid-season mediocrity and there's no looking back. Managing the budget is key though. There is a cap. There's a salary cap you've got to be mindful of.
Yeah, exactly right. 60,000 is the salary cap for there. So you really got to get your front office on, your draft day almost. And really, you know, it's sort of what makes it so fun in a way. But it adds a different element completely. So it's a tough one. But again, if you stuff up, try again next week.
Well, you could emulate the Dolphins, of course, and just sell your entire roster.
And start again. Look forward to the next 2 years.
Probably wouldn't get very far. So this is how it works. At standard ESPN structure, scoring the same as ESPN Fantasy, we are going to be referring to Paddy Power Fantasy values, of course, all the way through the show all season long. You need a quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, flex. Flex with me, Ollie. Yeah, good work. Tight end and defense as well. That is the position you've got to fill. 60K to do it. We're going to start with the stack, which admittedly does sound like an after-hours bar in Minneapolis, but it is not. It's a quarterback wide receiver tandem. Two players playing on the same team that are going to make fantasy heaven. Who have you gone for?
Let's start with Tom Brady and Julian Edelman. Tom Brady worth £8,000 and Julian Edelman £7,100. And I think for mine, the reason why I've gone for these so early on is because the New England Patriots are being sort of tossed around in one of those teams that could do it again. And I think, by virtue, if they do make it, they're going to score a lot of points. And I think the beauty of this is you do get them from a reasonably cheap price. So you can go big with a few other players, spend, you know, a fair bit of your cash on them, and then go for a Tom Brady Edelman duo. I think they're going to score a lot of points.
Life after Gronk, of course, as well. Edelman is consistently clutch, just so dependable as well. So I like the way you've gone. Safe bet, no nonsense there. I've gone with maybe a little bit more of a risk, but definitely a tag team that like playing each other as well. Jared Goff and Cooper Kupp. Last season, Goff averaged 20.14 PPG. Cooper Kupp was 14.38, but of course, he was injured for a lot of the season. Crucial point of the season, of course, and didn't Jared Goff miss him in the Super Bowl? He's a key player. I think just because he's back on the field, that's going to make Jared Goff such a happy camper. He's going to be targeting him, particularly week one. So my stack is Goff and Kupp. I've got a little sneaky one for you as well.
Please do.
A bit of value here, because if you don't want to blow your money on a big wide receiver quarterback tandem, look a little bit further down the money charts. In Paddy Power Fantasy, I have Josh Allen at 6.9K and John Brown 5.5K. Love that. Allen brings the running game, of course, as well. 631 yards last season, 18.33 points per game. So he is a player I think is going to have another big year in that respect. 6.9, 5.5 for those two. That is value for me.
Absolutely. How good is value? That's what we're all about here. So essentially, you're completely spot on there, Nat. You don't have to go big so early. So these are why some of these tandem duos that we like to think really make or break a fantasy team, really, don't they? Because you can have great individual players, but if you've got a duo of a great wide receiver and a great quarterback, the world's your oyster.
It is exactly like a duo between a presenter and a fantasy expert, right?
Exactly right.
3 minutes in. Oh. We blew that. Well, let's just move on and go big. We're going big. This is when you want to blow the bank.
Yes.
Which I like to do.
Often. Yeah,
I like to go
often.
In there, chuck most of the money on big players and then scrabble around with the scraps off the table. Saquon Barkley is my go-to guy this week. 9.2 thousand pounds, of course, he's going to cost you. 21.26 points per game last season. And he's not just a key part of the Giants offense, Ollie. He is the Giants offense. We all know the problems the New York have offensively. No Odell Beckham anymore. Golden Tate suspended for 4 games. Injury issues around their receiver core. he is going to be handed the rock again and again and again. I'm going Saquon this weekend.
I like it. If you get the chance to, why not? Absolutely. He's a fantastic player, probably the best out there at the moment. But I'm going to go one better for you. I think Ezekiel Elliott for mine.
It's high risk, man.
I know it might be, but similar to you in discussing that he is the Giants offense, for me, he's absolutely Dallas's offense by far. If there's no Ezekiel Elliott, there's no Cowboys, to be totally honest with you. So I think also generally you get a running back in the top 10 at some point in the season, they will play second fiddle. I don't think Elliott will. And I'll throw one number at you to say why. 90 million. That's how much he was offered in a contract. In a real standoff, a Mexican standoff almost. And he got
say a Texas standoff.
Exactly right. $90 million for a guaranteed contract. Yeah. It's massive, really. So I think that shows how much confidence the Cowboys have in him and how important he's going to be to the team. So I think if you've got Elliott on your side, he's going to run the ball pretty much every play.
Do we know what Zeke Elliott has been doing for duration of his contract holdout? I mean, for all we know, he could have been hanging out in that bar in Minneapolis, I referenced earlier, right? What about Dalvin Cook? I know you're quite big on him because you are, of course, not just big, but mega on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I suppose it's time. I'm surprised it's taken this long to get into it, but I am a Mr. Minnesota, they call me. But watching Dalvin
Cook. Didn't they
really call you that? Yeah, not really.
Yeah. But I prefer OG.
Yeah, fantasy exactly. OG. Fantasy OG. We'll stick with that for now. But the thing I like about Dalvin Cook is obviously we saw how devastating it was when he went down with that ACL injury after, what, 3-4 rounds? It was just devastating because at the time it was exactly what Minnesota Vikings really needed. And I think now he's taken his time off. He's gone away from Minnesota. He's got his body looks fantastic now coming back. And that's one thing that we often do see with any player in any sport. Coming back from something as serious as an ACL, they often come back stronger, not just in the knee, but the developing everywhere else in the body is sensational. We saw him in preseason. He was elite, really quick. And I just think right now where the Minnesota Vikings are, yes, they've got two fantastic wide receivers in Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, but he's got no competition in the running back department. I think he's going to be absolutely elite. And if you can get him, absolutely rush out and spend on Dalvin Cook.
7,400 if you want to snag Dalvin this weekend. Right. Speaking of the Vikings and value, you're going back there again for your value pick.
I'm going to try not to do that too often because, as I said, Mr. Minnesota. But yes, let's start with Doxon. He's just arrived from Washington. He's worth £5,000 at this stage. So we would say a value pick, anything under £6,000.
Six and under, we're going to line up.
We're going to go for. So £5,000, it's an incredible number. So what I would say with Doxon is that going to Minnesota, as I just touched on, he probably, well, definitely will be playing second fiddle to Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen either or. But what we will see is that he works so closely with Kirk Cousins with Washington, and they were great together.
Sure.
And I think that it's the sort of game that relies so heavily on relationships because you can have a great quarterback and a great wide receiver, but they have to get on. They have to have an understanding. And I think that's what we saw last year with Kirk Cousins. He struggled with the fact that he didn't quite understand his receivers just yet. So I think if you can get Doxon for £5,000, I think that's a steal.
He's a fair shout. And Doxon is like Laquon Treadwell as well, one of those players that came out of the draft and we're expecting great things and it hasn't lived up to it yet. But it doesn't mean that he's done and dusted yet. I like the rationale. I like the thinking. Josh Doxon then. I'm not allowed to take him, but I'm going to throw this into the value section just to keep an eye on it. Chris Carson, because he's 6,600. So that is over our threshold because Ollie and I are going to go
ahead.
I'll
let you get away with it just this once.
Thanks, mate. Oh, you're going to give me that. Well, I'll sneak it in. It won't be my official value picks. We're going to go head to head every week. Yep. Each pick a value player and find out who has won on the Monday. Carson, 6,600 if you want to get him. Going up against Cincinnati, last season's fourth worst run defense. Touchdown in 7 of 9 games last season. He was getting around 22 touches a game. Loving Chris Carson this weekend. He's going to make his way on my roster. But D.D. Westbrook is the player I'm going for. 5,900. He's the Jags' top receiver. Remember, this is Nick Foles slinging the ball to him. Not God rest his soul. Blake Bortles, who was long gone from Jacksonville. Just to clarify, Blake Bortles is still alive and playing football, just not in Jacksonville.
I did think, hang on.
For
what
a moment,
you
gave me a look there. The Jags playing the Chiefs, of course, who like giving up passing yards. Yeah. I think it's fair to say the second most yards in the air giving up last season. Slightly misleading stat in a way because people chasing the game often against the Chiefs. But still, the stats don't lie in this respect. So D.D. Westbrook is my value pick. So to be clear, you're going Doxon, I'm going Westbrook, head to head, and we'll announce it on the pod on Monday. All right.
It's on.
I feel confident about that. Okay. What about players to avoid?
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because I don't like to avoid anyone, Nat. And unfortunately, in the world of fantasy, you have to be cutthroat. I'm going with Russell Wilson. I think purely down to the fact that anyone who is guaranteed such a large contract as he has now received, you tend to see, not always, but you tend to see a small dip in form. He's also just that little bit older. And I do think when you watch Seattle play, they love to run the ball. So I just don't think that there's no point spending big on someone that you then he's just not going to throw the ball so much. And I just get the feeling we see it time and time again. He can relax a bit. He's got his big money payout. He's a professional. Don't get me wrong, but I just think that his form will dip off just that little bit.
You're not feeling it for the value. Okay. Similarly, I've gone with Kyler Murray for that reason. 7,300 for Kyler Murray. Look, I can't wait to see this guy play and he might well light up the season, but week one against the Lions, Matt Patricia, who has a number of detractors, I think it's fair to say, despite the fact I love the pencil behind the ear look. Sure. Love that one. Tried to get this, but didn't work.
Didn't work.
He has gone big defensively this season. He is a defensive mind, of course, a Belichick, former Belichick lieutenant, Trey Flowers, Snacks Harrison in the mix there. They were big in the draft as well on defense. Kyler Murray, love him. Really looking forward to seeing him. Not against the Lions week one. He's my avoid.
Sunday evening checklist. Meal prep done, clothes laid out, and your fantasy NFL team picked for Paddy Power Fantasy's massive £3.5 million prize pot fantasy game. First place wins £1 million. And because Paddy Power Fantasy games last only as long as the game week, we'll have a winner by Monday. You could pay someone to lay out your clothes on Sundays. Only £9 to enter, and last entry by 6 p.m. Sunday. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning. Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Now, speaking of good defenses, we've got to pick a defense each. Who are you going for?
Absolutely. I am going to pick, and this is going to be an interesting one for you, every week, choose any defense that's playing Miami.
Naturally.
I just think it makes sense. They're playing for the next couple drafts, aren't they, really? So the fish tank is alive and well in the south of Florida. I just think, unfortunately for them, it's going to be incredibly difficult regular season for them. So I think if you can change it every week, why not go for a team that is literally playing Miami?
I like that. Season-long
strategy.
Season-long.
It's season-long.
Versus Miami. Okay, love that. I am going with Philly. Pretty sensible defense to back at the best of times. 4,600 going up against Case Keenum, easy for me to say, and an offense that is as vanilla as it comes. I think Philly are going to have a deep run this season once again, incidentally. I'm sure we'll be talking about them regularly. But Philly versus that offense versus Case Keenum, who is at the best of times, 4,600. Damn, I should have put that in the value pick, exactly. Let alone the defense pick. Right, let's go to the mailbag. Questions for the show at the NC Show is how you get in touch with us on social media. Many thanks to all of you who did this week. Keep those coming in throughout the week because Alex and the crew will be reading social media, getting those questions in, piling them up. So Ollie and I, we can spend 50 minutes on a mailbag if we want to.
Please
we might
do.
Have a mailbag special. Best fantasy rookies to look out for, asks Rob Sprack. Thanks for your question, Rob. Best fantasy rookies are.
Well, I like to look for running backs because you think that if they're going to get the ball, they're going to get great yardage, great points. So that's very simple. So I'm going to start with Singletary. Playing, got drafted, pick 74 to Buffalo. Really great value. We spoke about anything under 6,000 pounds is our sort of cutoff point for great value. He's 5.3 thousand pounds. So that's excellent value. Right. A selection of accolades across the board in his college days. He runs incredibly deep. And I just think if he gets handed the ball at Buffalo, he's going to run and run and run.
Love that because you think they got rid of Shady.
Yeah.
He got Frank Gore alongside him, who is a terrific player, all-time great, 72 years old. I think it's fair to say Devin Singletary is going to see a lot of action this season. Josh Jacobs, I'm going for, staying with the running back tip. $6,500, so a little bit dearer than Singletary. But knock on wood, he'll reel with me because John Gruden loves his running backs, loves Josh Jacobs, Alabama boy, of course. I think he's going to be one of those running backs that acclimatizes to the NFL straight away. So my rookie of the season, Josh Jacobs. One more from the mailbag, Seth Baxter. Hey, Seth. Is it worth having Ryan Fitzpatrick on your team?
No.
I think in life, yes, it is. Fantasy terms, what, not at all?
Well, who's going to catch the ball? Unfortunately, if you're basing things off cool points, then yeah, absolutely have him in there. And as you quite rightly said, there is a difference in the real world to fantasy world. So again, Miami, fantastic. Yeah, why not? Absolutely. But unfortunately, no one's going to be catching the ball out there.
6,200 as well for Fitz. Love him. Glad to see him in there. What is Josh Rosen thinking right about now? But I think the answer is no, Seth Savage. As far as daily fantasy is concerned, and that's what this show is all about, of course. Paddy Power Fantasy. That's where you head. If you want to get involved, choose your lineup from each of the Sunday NFL games. £3.5 million in cash prizes to it. How about that? £1 million for first place in the Sunday Millions contest. You see what they did there with the title?
Sure.
£1 million,
I get it.
Sunday Millions. I don't care. That kind of money on offer. It's £9 to enter. Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. And like I said, right at the top, we've been using Paddy Power values throughout the course of the show, as we will do each and every week throughout the season. We're back Monday, of course, with the Nat Coombs Show reviewing the weekend. Ollie's back there, of course, giving us a fantasy update. Just see how far off the mark we were over the last 10
minutes.
I like
how you said how far off we were, not how close we were.
Not even near. Not even near. And I want to see who's won our value pick as well. So cracking work, my friend. We're back Monday, as I say, 4 episodes every week. So make sure you get involved and subscribe. See you soon.